Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We started a series on faith for the journey. And we are going to do faith for the journey part two. Praise the Lord. Yesterday we said faith is the expression of trust, our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, we see faith in the life of Noah. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Noah found grace. Say, I have found grace. One more time. Say, I have found grace. You know, God wants us to shift from hardcore things to the zone of his grace. Praise the Lord. Your rest is in the grace zone. The possession of your promises and the prophecies of your life, they are all found in the grace zone. Praise the Lord. And so you have to start appreciating the zone that God has put you in. Paul said, I am who I am because of grace. I am who I am because of grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Faith for the journey. God saw the sins of man and it repented him that he had created man. Then he told Noah, he said, build an ark because I'm going to destroy the world. And call into the ark two animals, and then tell families, announce unto them. Noah took so many years to build the ark, even though he had not seen the disaster that God said he was going to bring on the face of the earth. That is where faith comes in. Faith is placing your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, even when you have not seen what he said he's going to do. So Noah had not seen the flood. He had not seen the disaster. But faith and trust in God made him to start preparation for the building of the ark. It took him so many years to build the ark. The reason why he didn't give up, the reason why he did not abandon the project, this is the most important project of Noah's life. The whole thing about Noah in the Bible is the fact that he heard God, he obeyed God, he built the ark, saved the generation, landed them back, and then life continued. This is the summary of Noah's life. So you can call it his destiny or his purpose in life. And the reason why he was able to actualize or fulfill that divine purpose on his life is because he trusted in the Lord. He trusted in the Lord when he had not seen the rain, when he had not seen the flood, when he had not seen the disaster, when there was no sign. All he had was the word of God. That God said, this is what I'm going to do. Noah trusted it and started making preparation until he built the ark. Trust in the Lord is faith in your life. You cannot say you have faith when you lack trust in the Lord. Some trust in chariot. Some trust in horses. Some trust in other gods. But trust in the name of the Lord is faith. Praise the Lord. What is faith? Yeah. Number two, Faith is seeing things the way God paints them. Seeing things the way God paints them. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 15, every time God wants to show you something, he paints a picture. A picture to you, he shows you a picture. And faith is seeing exactly what God has painted or what God shows you. Seeing what God sees and seeing what God has painted for you to see. In Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15, the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, westward. Verse 15, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Abraham was with Lot. Lot, in verse 10, you will see that what you see determines what you have. The Bible said, Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Verse 11, the Bible said, then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. So Lot also lifted, in fact, he was the first to lift up his eyes. Because a servant of Abraham and servant of Lot, they were fighting because they were so blessed they couldn't fit into one land. You'll be so blessed in this season. Oh. They were so blessed they couldn't fit into one land. And Abraham said that, no, let us not fight. No need to fight anybody. If you're a child of God, you don't need to fight anybody. Because wherever they choose, if God is with you, wherever is remaining, God will make that place the wealthy place for you. So Lot lifted up his eyes and he was moved by his natural senses. He saw the plains of Jordan and they were green like the Garden of Eden. He said, Kai, this is it. Afar. And the Bible said that it was just before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So where he saw, how he saw, he possessed it. How you see things, they matter. Praise the Lord. So, in God trying to help Abraham, in that verse 15, when Lot had chosen the best part of the land, God said to Abraham, in verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot has separated from him, lift up thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, not toward, southward, eastward, and westward. I am showing you something. I want to give you a land for you and for your seed unborn. But first of all, I want you to lift up your eyes. If you can see what I am showing you exactly the way I want you to see it, you will have it, and not only you, but your seed will also have it. One of the reasons why we do not possess anything is because we don't see the things God has painted on his canvas for us. And the way to see what God has painted on his canvas, to see exactly what he's showing you, is to see through the eyes of faith. Praise the Lord. Is to see through God's eyes. See through faith. See what the word of God has said. See exactly that. If you can see exactly that and paint that same picture that God has painted on his canvas, he says that I will give you and your generations will also benefit from it. Most of the times we see inwardly what we want to see, and sometimes we see things that we want to present to God, and we want God to make adjustments to what we see. Meanwhile, the prayer should be that I will see what you are showing me. I will see what you see. I will see what you have painted for me. Kedoma lakataya. Yes, sometimes you can see something that resembles the original. And it is not the original. That is why he told Abraham, he said that from where you are standing, if you look in your horizontal direction, you won't see anything that I want to show you. I want you to lift up your eyes and see. Lift your eyes. Tell somebody, lift your eyes. You need to. Faith makes you see beyond you. It makes you see what? Beyond you. To see what God is showing you. Most of the time, people assess things or see things based on their resources or capabilities that are available unto them. But God wants you to lift up your eyes. When you lift up your eyes, he wants you to see beyond yourself. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, don't see at your level. See at God's level. And see what God sees. One more time. Say, see what God sees. Don't see at your level. See at God's level. If you see at your level, you will be as poor as your mother was. As poor as your father was. Because that's your level. A poor man's child is likely to be poor. Except you start seeing the things that God wants you to see. And sometimes it is so difficult for us to shift from our vision to God's vision. So shifting from your vision to God's vision is what is called what? Faith. It's called what?
Faith.
That's what is called faith. If you keep seeing what is within your realm, that's not faith. You have to see what is in God's realm that is revealing to you. That's why he can tell the barren that many are the children of the barren. He wants you to see that your children are plenty. Or else, I like what Bishop Oyedepo said. He said that his daughter, I think it's his daughter, when the wife was pregnant, one day he came and the wife said he was having miscarriage. She had been bleeding, sir. And then when he came, now the man was brutal. He said he was hungry and the wife said that I've been bleeding. You are asking for food. And he said, please, can you give me food? I need to stay alive. You know, I need to stay alive. So after he was eating, he asked the wife, did you see blood or you saw child? He said, I saw blood. He said, I better give me my food. That child was born. That child is an A student. No defect. A student everywhere. A from Nigeria to America. He has blood everywhere. This is the child. All the blood that formed the child came out. He asked the wife, did you see blood or you saw child? He said, I saw blood. He said, give me my food. The child is still there. That is seeing what God sees. Are you here with me at all? Sometimes, if you are not careful, you will be engineered by what has engineered your environment. Environment has a way of showing you things. That's what happened to Lot. Lot saw what the environment was telling him. And he went for it. Abraham saw what God was showing him. And the difference between what Lot and Abraham is that Abraham saw what God was showing him and Lot saw what he wanted to see. That's why you look at your age and you think marriage has passed you. You look at your age and you say, I can't give birth again. I can't. No, when you're a child of God, faith demands that you never operate within your own abilities and capabilities. Faith demands that you are able to do all things through the abilities of Christ, through Christ who strengthens you. So you do not work on your own abilities and you do not spend on your own abilities. When it's time to do, you do it on the strength of the Lord, on the abilities now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we think or ask. It's always beyond us. Then when it's time to spend, you spend in on God's account. My God shall supply all your needs according to your riches. According to whose riches? His riches. You are never meant to spend on your own account. He became poor that you through his poverty, you might have what? Riches. You are never meant to spend on your own account. You don't have any account. The account you have is held with God. It's an account of faith. Are you here with me? That's why I said, let the poor say, I am what? Because you have an account with the Lord. Say, I have an account with the Lord. Say, I walk in the abilities of Jehovah. Pay attention right now. Something is breaking loose right now. This 7 days that we are in, these 7 days, you will see the manifestation of God's hand in your life. When you are confronted with scarcity of resources, you have to, by faith, enter that account. Enter that. See that I've got money there. See that I've got resources there. That can be converted here on it by faith. And I will see the flow of those resources. Praise the Lord. The church building we are going to build is not going to give me one sleepless night. Devil is a liar. Because before the project, before the mission, the provision is already on ground. Every time I'm confessing, before the need will arise, the cash, the provision will be on ground. We never saw. Faith is seeing what God sees. In Ephesians 1, verse number 21. Yeah, verse 21 says, we are seated far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now, one of the things that faith means is seeing what God sees, is that God sees you to be seated far above dominions and powers. The ones that are above, the ones that are here on earth, whatever has a name, Antoa, Nogokpo, the witches in your mother's house, father's house, no matter how the prophetic describes it for you, he says that you are seated far above all principalities. Principalities are said to be the highest level of satanic powers. And the Bible says that you are seated what? Far above. Say far above. I can't hear you at all. Say far above. Far above. Far above. Come here, come here. Let me show you far above. Brother, try and touch the bulb. Is he reaching the bulb? Why? It's far above. Go and stand here. Try, as you are standing there, stretch and touch the camera. Why? You can't. You can see it. Can you see it? Or can you touch it? It's beyond your reach. Far above means that it's beyond your reach. When the Bible says that you are seated far above principalities, it means that where Christ has placed you is beyond the reach of principalities. They may see you, but they can't touch you. You are far above. Say far above. That should saturate your mind and become the foundation of your faith. So when things are happening in your life, demons are not the first thing that should come in your head. Because you are what? Far above. Principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name that is named. Poverty is a name. Sickness is a name. And the Lord is saying that faith puts you far above poverty. It puts you far above sickness. It puts you far above limitations. You are not one of those people that Satan can touch because of where Christ has placed you. Far above. This is what the Lord wants you to see. See of yourself that I am what? Far above. You are killing people in your workplace. Yeah, I'm far above it. I'm above it. Are you here with me? When you are walking there, you are praying in tongues, you walk there carelessly because you cannot be careful for anything. Be careful for nothing. Yes, I feel here. What am I? I have no money to, you know. Hey. And I wanted to, I swear. Evil charm. I swear. No. should be marching, walking and marching them, because my life is hidden in Christ in God. I am seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above. Bible says, he that cometh from above is above all. Somebody is cursing you. Enduo. I'm telling you. Endu. So this year, no, God says he has blessed you. You should not be afraid of anything. Why? Because you are what? Above their reach. Far above. As you are hearing this and it's building your faith. This is the kind of faith Pastor Francis has. And as a result, I'm able to still look at a demon in the eye and say, leave that place. It is what you know that gives you power, not what you are saying. They that know their God, they shall wax strong. You know, some people, they went and they wanted to cast out devils. They were saying it, but they didn't know it. They said, we command you to come out in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. They didn't know it. When you know it, it gives you power. I know that I'm heavier than principalities. Are you here at all? That far above me, there is no comparison between yourself and the highest of all satanic powers. You are pregnant now, you are scared. It's like omo ba be fa ko omo ba be fa ko me fie fo no nye asori fo no nye adwuma mu fo nye baby anye wa dwenye. You need a mind of what? Faith. That sees that I am what? Far above. I told you that I will not be rushing the message. You need to see well. You need to see that you are flowing in abundance. Never imagine yourself poor. God has never imagined you poor. Because Christ took your poverty. In the dictionary of God and in the mirror of God, in the vision of God, there is nothing like poverty. There is nothing like scarcity. All he gives is abundant life, abundance, plenty, plenteousness. Boy. So, that's why normally you can't pray to God from a position of problem. You don't go to God with a problem. If you go to God with a problem, you will not have answers. Because faith does not address problems. Faith addresses solutions. You will say to this mountain, be removed. Faith proffers the solution. You don't go to God and say, I am sick. And so what? God doesn't understand sickness. He says that if you are sick, let the weak say, I am what? It is the solution that is present with God, because sickness is not available in the presence of God. Healing and good health, they are available in the presence of God. Glory is available. Power, riches. Are you here with me at all? You won't see gnashing of teeth in the presence of God. You won't see death in the presence of God, but there is life. So when you are before God and you are putting complain, that's why when Gideon was complaining, you see that God in the form of the angel, he didn't even bother to mind Gideon at all. Gideon was coming and said, go in this dynamite. He said, oh God, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So fast, God, he will never repeat your complaint. God will not pay attention to your problem. Are you here at all? God is a prayer answering So when you come to God, that is why faith makes you hold the end of your confession. You got it? Faith makes you come to God with your solution. The woman with the issue of blood, she said that if I may but go and touch the hem of his garment. She didn't end there. She didn't end there. She came to church with a solution. If I will touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Always you have to come with a solution. She came with, I will be made whole. And because of that, she saw the hand of God. Because that is what God sees. If you can see it, you can have it. He told Abraham, as far as you can see, the land that you are seeing, I have given you and your seed. May you receive what you are seeing in the name of Jesus. See, there's a certain level of prosperity I can't see for you. You have to see for yourself. There's a certain level of peace I can't see for you. You have to see for yourself. There's a certain level of comfort I can't see for you. You have to see for yourself. And you see with the eyes of what? Faith. What God sees. If God sees peace for you, you need to see peace. Deuteronomy 28. He says that you need to see. Deuteronomy 28 wants you to see. See what God sees. He told them, verse 10 to 13, if you are going to obey me, this is it, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Say amen. Amen. I want you to come alive. I'm doing a live service. I'm not just doing, I'm doing a prophetic teaching. It's a live service. When it is something you can claim, you claim it. The Lord said, if you have to see it, I will make thee. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. He wants you to see it. The reason why he said the promises is for your mind, heart, and spirit to record. And continue to repeat it by faith, by establishing it in a decree. So you wake up and you say that the Lord has made me plenteous in goods. In the fruit of thy body. Are you here with me at all? Fruit of thy body. And in the fruit of thy cattle. Fruit of thy body means that you will never be barren. Plenteous in goods. In the fruit, plenteous in the fruit of your body. Some of you are here, you're already scared that, hey, they say I have PCOS. They say I have this. The way my abdominal pain is. The way my dreams so amber, no, maybe a low sperm count. I don't care. No sperm count, low sperm count, high sperm count, zero sperm count. It doesn't matter. You have to see that God says that he has given you fruit of your body. Are you here with me at all? That means that he has put a seed in you that will produce a fruit from your body. Am I preaching to somebody at all? He wants you to see that when you marry, you will have children. And don't make a mistake of going to sleep with anybody because you'll be pregnant. Don't make a mistake. But the body over fruitful. The fruitfulness, you know, you choke. Fruit of your cattle. Fruit of your cattle, fruit of your ground. That simply means that your businesses will do well. Does it mean don't strategize? Strategize. But always have a faith that before the strategy, you always prophesy that my cattle shall have fruitfulness. My land shall be fruitful. Are you here at all? My business shall be fruitful. My home shall be fruitful. The work of my hand shall be fruitful. If I start a relationship, it shall be fruitful. Everything I touch shall be fruitful. That is faith. You have to see it. And in the fruit of thy ground. He said, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. Verse 12. He said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Jemele kopala kataya. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, see that every time you are in a place where you need supplies, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Anytime. Whether it's your business that needs it, whether it's you that needs it personally, whether you need it to function in a space, like Joseph, he went to Potiphar's house. Now God opened unto him the treasure. Potiphar was surprised. Hey, boy in a bar, hard Danny. And the Bible says that the plenteousness of that space was as a result of Joseph who was there. The same with Jacob. His uncle Laban said that, I have learned by experience that my business has done well because of you, Jacob. What makes you think that God will make you ever stranded with resources in this life? You can never be stranded. Some of you are always thinking about my rent. Hey, my rent, God shall open unto you his good treasure. Shout a louder amen. Sometimes some of you come down, Pastor, please pray for me. You just give a tall list of a problem and say, go. It's done. And you're angry. Because, boy, what is written is written. What is done is done. Praise the Lord. And when I say it's done, I'm coming from a very deep place of knowing that I'm seeing what God is seeing. That it is you that is in trouble, but God is seeing solution. God is seeing that the thing is already done, that his good treasure has already been opened unto you. Just watch it. As we are building the church building, many people shall build their houses. Oh, I pray that God will let husbands give their wives some permission to build houses. See it. I don't know if somebody is getting blessed here. See it. It's always a problem when you have faith. It's a problem to the devil. Whenever you have faith, it's a problem to who? It's to the devil, because faith gives you access to the grace available unto you. It gives you access. By faith, we access the grace of God. When you have faith, you access the good treasure of Jehovah. He said, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season. When it is your season, he says that heaven shall give rain to your land. Wakufa nyoma wa China. Usro say. Say, yeah, in a nyoma way. Why in a better? I had a misika koshio. It is never the mind of faith. It's never, that's not what God sees. It's a demonic mind. I have a son. He says that it's a mind bad. It's a bad mind. It's not God's mind. It's not the Holy Spirit putting that mind in your head. It's never the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will put a mind of solution, mind of possibility. Are you here with me at all? Already, your mind, your heart is so open to the devil. Temptation is coming. You have to know that grace has been released for you in that season to overcome that temptation. Me na mkatcha no me to temptation me ana na mpesa me to muntia. Me ana mkatcha. Wana na chese why would you say today you are going swimming? Because he says that in the temptation he will make a way of escape. That's it. Grace is available for you to say, hey, I'm not going in there. Are you here with me at all? Kemaro koshata la bragaya. Esole bragidas. God will send rain to your land in your season. Yeah, that's if it's your season to marry, God will send a man. God will send a woman. God, if you want to do lavish wedding, God will send people who will pay. Yeah, they will just pay. But if I were you, I would strategically connect and do a small wedding and collect the money for the after wedding. Because here they are kasi and baby be di. Here we are doing that, I will come chop her. Yeah, we are kasi ebe diako. Diabon, so we are a singing battle. Man unto man unto. You clear, baby. We are called honeymoon and our woos. What was it? A blockage in you. Hey, by faith. You know, I was told by one bishop friend of mine, he stayed with Archbishop Idahosa for a long time. He said that Archbishop had one rule that he used to tell his driver: never reverse my car. When I'm in the car, never reverse it. So if the driver wants to do reverse and all, whatever, it happens when the Archbishop is not in the car. He said, my life can never go backward. He said that the path of the righteous is shining brighter and brighter, from glory to glory, from grace to grace. So when you go to Church of God Mission Incorporated, Archbishop Idahosa's church, the main slogan there is above only. Like the way we say experiencing Jesus birthing ministry, their own is what? Above only. Who name now your mistake reversing a car? What's our kill? So there's no reverse gear in my life. My life is only progressive. So sometimes if they need to reverse, they would rather go all the way and go and find a 10. No reverse. You use your mouth anyhow. Life now is ups and down. Who told you? Faith doesn't see up and down. It's up and what? Up. It's forward, going, gone. Forward ever, backwards never. Musun count. No question in reverse. If he was still alive, I'm sure he would have ordered a car without a reverse gear. Customized. Say rain unto my land in his season. Can't hear you at all. Say in my season, in whichever season I find myself, there shall be rain, and to bless all the work of my hands. Say this is what I see, that there is no work of my hand that is not blessed. Let me tell you, anybody who employs you is not doing you a favor, even though you have to be humble. Because when you enter there like Joseph, the place, productivity and prosperity go choke. So you are the one carrying the blessing. Are you here with me? Some of you, some people go out with you and you feel like they have done you a favor. Some bad people even make you feel like the relationship they have with you, they are doing you a favor. Who born dog? Whoa. If you are a lady here, you cry because of any boy who left your life. You are not serious. One boy who doesn't know his cardinal point has left your life to nowhere. You were the one taking them somewhere. You are crying because you don't know that your hands are blessed. You don't know. Are you here with me at all? You don't know that you are the person of value in that equation. God wants you to see it. This year, when you enter anywhere, you have to know that the spiritual arrangement around you is that the work of your hands, they are what? Blessed. That's a spiritual arrangement around me. Scarcity is not around me. Curses are not around me. Yes. Only blessings. Some of the sisters said, let me tell you, the reason why you are not in a relationship is that the right man God wants for you has not showed up. All these other people showing up, they are toys. Toys. Jokers. Why is your face like that? When the real shall appear, it will appear with grace. I'm telling you. It will appear with grace. The angel came and said, Mary. Hail Mary. Say, hey, what manner of salutation is this? Say, Kai. You are highly favored. But blessed are you amongst women. Hey. I say, when what God sends to you appears, a sign that God sent it is that it will appear with grace. I'm not talking about wrath, so I'm talking about you will see graciousness. Somebody say, I see my season full of rain. Say, I see rain in my season. Say, I see the blessedness of the work of my hands in my season. And look at what it says. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not what? Borrow. Say, I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. One more time. Say, I'm a lender. I'm not a borrower. See, tell somebody the important thing is for you to actively see it. Your mind must capture it. Your heart must believe it. Your spirit must lock it down. I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. I will lend to many nations. Not just people. You have to start practicing it small with human beings. If you look at their face and they won't pay back, don't give them. Yes, practice it small. Like a microcredit. Do you understand? Wait, we have 100 Ghana. Okay. With your 5 Ghana account. 100 Ghana. Bring 100 Ghana back. You are practicing your lending grace. You understand? The man at Jawadi Abebe was one farmer. When it is umpire, who could generate share? We miss it and cocoa. What Dan is canning yanel? The man will wake you up. 2 minutes of a new Radia Commander. Generosity. I'm a generous man. I'm a wealthy man. You can't be lending when you are poor. I'm a person of resources. I live in abundance. Nobody will prophesy it upon you. God wants you to see what he sees about you. And you start speaking what he says about you. You say it. What your mother, at a certain level, what your mother says over you is irrelevant. Because when you ought to move from milk to meat. Are you here? Yes. There is a time when we wean children from breastfeeding. And if people see that that child is trying to do matahose, then you matahosa. Then you matahose. Jesus, I should break it down for you. You will see that it's so the child is older than sucking breast. You have not gone to a hospital before or somewhere before where a child who is like 3 years is trying to remove the mother's brazier and somebody standing by saying, "Fro!" What an albatross. I know a man like that. The wife liked to breastfeed the child 2 years. He's breastfeeding the child. One day he came home. The mother would say, he was talking to the wife. The child came. From today, you shall learn to many. You should know it and you should be declaring it upon your life. I'm saying that there is a dimension that it is not your pastor who should just be declaring upon you. You yourself should know and you must see it and say it upon yourself. This is me. Fibroid cannot stay in my body. Everything God created is perfect. It will not stop my childbirth. You fibroid, you a joker. You will turn into a fine boy. Because the body of this blessed person is going to give birth to children. I've been wired like that. I've not been wired for trouble. I've been wired for good. Are you here with me at all? Oh boy. I see you lending to many nations. Oh, Peliam no skelebrede. I see you are going to lend to those who said the land. You didn't say amen. It's like some people are still asleep, right? I say you are going to look. May God have that. Where they sell cars, you buy a car and put a card there. That card has money. You tell that the next latest one that comes, call me and subtract deduct from the card and bring me the car. Bring me the house. Advance payment. You will lend to many and you will borrow from none. He said, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Say, I'm the head, so that I shall be ahead. I can't hear you. Say, God has made me the head, so that I shall be ahead of everyone. See it. Say it. Believe it. Walk in it. Trust God that faithful is he who has promised. The same would do it. You believe it, say it, do it. He is the one to perform it. The performability is not in your hand. He is the performative officer. The agent of the performance is the power of God. Yours is to believe. They that believe, there shall be a performance. If you believe it, he will do it. We don't know who we are. So we are operating with our senses. I did check it where be and watch someone. No, no, kasa pass pass pass. Hey, I did acha papa, acha papa. I did acha papa. Wow, acha papa, acha papa. Now they pollute your atmosphere. What a pollutant! Then acha says that he gives me rain in his season. The righteous shall bear fruit in his season. Everything that God has ordained for me, it empower one day. Any day in his season. Shekwala kapata. I shall be the head, though. See that you are the head. You are not the tail. Some of you, you never see yourself. Once you see other people, the human beings have come. You know what are you? They physically look finer than you. And the NSA says, so we are zero. And now they have gone to school more than you. What is important is that Christ in me is the hope of what? Glory. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do faith. See what God sees. Never see visa to America to be your gateway to blessing. You are the one who carries the blessing. The location doesn't carry the blessing for you. You carry the Lord. When you go into a location, the Lord in you will now bless you in the location. That simply means that he can take you to Djibouti and bless you. Are you here with me at all? Stop placing value on location as if your God is in a location. He said, neither will any man worship on this mountain any longer. Yeah, pass our time in the home. But God, he said that our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Say place. Place. Where men ought to worship. That's it. There's no other place except this sacred place. Achia Mountains. That's what I'm saying. Because we call Achia Mountains. Wow. Let me shock you. I can shock you. I have never gone to Achua Mountain before. I don't even know the way of Achua Mountains. Jesus said unto a woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. No, location is not the issue. Now that you are in the realm of grace, the Spirit has taken over. Are you here with me at all? Somebody say, the Spirit has taken over. Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Jireh. Rapha.
hands, let's come on.
Adonai, manifest yourself. Oh, you are Yahweh, Yahweh.
Rapha.
To a man of God, somebody say, something has happened to me. I was listening to a man of God. He said he went into a bookshop abroad, and there was a book that a lot of people were buying, how to lead a small church, how to lead a small church, how to build a small church. He said everybody is buying. It's a very good book. He says something inside of him told him that I can never buy this book, even if they are giving it for free. I can never have this book, because the vision of God for his life is not to pastor a small church. And today his church is one of the biggest across the globe. I'm telling you. Recently, he was doing one night of miracle in a crusade. One crusade in his hometown. 12 other stadiums, if you like, stadia in different countries were packed to the rafters. He was not there. He was doing a crusade. One night in Accra Sports Stadium, Kumasi Sports Stadium was packed. You go to Washington Sports Stadium was packed. 12 different. It's like buy one get 12 free. Packed, packed. City, he's not there. They are watching on screen. Stadium is packed. So I can never have this book. somewhere, they give you crumbs. You are happy to collect crumbs. And commit both fasting to reject smallness. Yeah, some things that when they are giving you, it's a test of your faith. How you see who you are and how you see how God sees you. Bread is on the table. You are collecting crumbs. Say, I can never be small. It's not prayer matter. This is the prayer. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. And light will shine on your path. Say, I am not small. I can never be small. I'm giving you 5 minutes. You have heard something. Tasha, sing that song. I want you to make your own decree. Let the devil know. This year, I will never be small. This year, I can never be small. I can never be small. I will never be small. I can never be small. I will never be small. I can never be small. I will never be small. Yes. I will never be small. I can never be small. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, I can never be small. I will never be small. I am not small in the eyes of God. God sees me as a nation. He sees me as a nation. My descendant as the stars of the heaven and the sun by the seashore. I am never small. I lend to nations and I borrow from none. Last, is it 2023 or 2024? I think 2024, thereabout. This pastor that I'm talking about, he built a magnificent church building. Beauty be what? Completo. Furnishing. The excellence. Then the building caught fire. They didn't even use the building. It caught fire and got bent down. This is how many capacity building? Bigger than any stadium in Ghana or any church building in Ghana. He told the church people that nobody should worry. The devil made a mistake. In a year, the church building that was bent down, I saw something on social media. He didn't build church building, no. He built a stadium for auditorium. He built a stadium. He said, devil made a mistake. You touch church building, I build a stadium. Faith. 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 Tomorrow, God willing, I'll show you that you cannot add faith to anything. You add everything to faith. Faith is the baseline. It's not on ground. You have no ground for success. But you have to see the the way God sees. If God sees abundance, don't see scarcity. If God sees beauty, don't see something else. He said, you cannot curse what I have blessed. Don't call unclean what I have made clean. See it the way I see it. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Are you full? Are you sure you are full now? Say, I'm a different kind of person. One more time. Say, as I step out there, I'm a different kind of breed. I'm a different breed altogether. Hallelujah. Shout glory. Give the Lord a big clap offering. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.